You're with us for the morning show as we examine data reporting strategies on COVID-19 here in Wisconsin and why state and local health department data may not match up in their single day totals. What questions do you have when you look at these data dashboards all over the place? What do you want to know about the reporting of test positivity rates, transmission rates, deaths, and hospitalization numbers? Join in, all things numbers, 800-642-1234. Conversation is here, 800-642-1234. Will Cushman is Associate Editor of WisconText. Will, welcome back.
Good morning, Kate.
Well, we hear these numbers just flowing out every day on the news, all over the place, on our phones. Walk us through where these figures come from.
Yeah, you know, it's even for reporters such as myself who are watching this really closely, it can be confusing sometimes. So the data that we get in Wisconsin that's released either by the state or local health departments every day is coming, most of it, through the Wisconsin Electronic Disease Surveillance System, which is an online system where healthcare practitioners and labs where they test for the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 report when they identify new cases. And so they have to upload case reports within 24 hours of a diagnosis, either upload fax or mail it in. Most commonly it's uploaded.
Said like facsimile machine fax?
Yeah. Faxing is an option.
Okay.
Right. In some local health departments, some of their numbers are associated with fax reports that they get in from labs and healthcare practitioners. But most of the stats that they're reporting are coming in through the electronic disease surveillance system. And local health departments and the state will pull data from that system usually once a day, and that is where their new case reports come from every day, the ones that they report publicly.
And so if they're not all pulling that data at the exact same time, is that where they run into some variations?
Exactly. That is the big key reason why there are differences between the State Department of Health Services numbers and those offered by a lot of counties and local health departments in the state. It's because they are often tracking different 24-hour periods. So in Dane County, the reporting that I just did focused on Dane County practices, so Public Health Madison and Dane County, and they pull case reports very early, first thing in the morning, as do a lot of local health departments in Wisconsin, and that is to help their contact tracers get a head start on the day.
Oh, get a jump on the day, sure.
Exactly, yeah. When I talked to a spokesperson from the Department of Health Services at the state, she said that it actually takes 2 hours for the agency to download data every day. So it's quite a process. And for the state, it probably takes longer most days than local health departments just because it's pulling in the data from all across the state versus mm-hmm. just one jurisdiction. But it's a long process. And the state's numbers are reported every day at 2 p.m. And so they're often pulling their numbers a little bit later than local health departments because they're not directly responsible for things like contact tracing.
Okay, so Will, if I want to be like an armchair biostatistician, why does it matter if every local government does things slightly differently or if the case counts vary by a dozen people, for instance?
Right. There are a lot of armchair biostatisticians out there right now. Armchair epidemiologists. I'll admit I'm one of them. And I would say that your best bet is to stick to a consistent, like if you're interested in the statewide numbers, look at those every day. If you're interested in a specific jurisdiction, look at those every day, and just understand that what they're reporting is accurate, even if they do appear different sometimes. Because the state does break down its numbers by county, so there are sometimes some discrepancies that can be confusing if you don't understand what goes into the reporting.
We heard from Asia on Twitter asking, are the cases from the Fort McCoy Army installation, are they being reported to the local and state health departments?
The answer is I'm not positive, but they should be. COVID-19 is a Category 1 disease, which means that when a diagnosis is made, it is the legal responsibility of whomever made that diagnosis to report the new diagnosis. So they should be.
Will Cushman is associate editor of WisconText. We're looking at state and local health department data reporting on COVID, why totals may differ. What questions do you have about COVID-19 metrics and case report discrepancies? What data set do you follow most closely? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead with Will Cushman here on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. We're taking a closer look at pandemic reporting data in our state and why single day numbers don't add up when comparing numbers from the state and local health departments. One issue, there's not a consistent standard for how health authorities define COVID cases. What do you want to know about the reporting of transmission rates and hospitalization numbers? What confuses you about all these dashboards? It's 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Will Cushman of WisconText is our guide. So, Will, you've been looking into how the state law limits the Department of Health Services' ability to determine how and when local health departments share data. Why is that so important?
Well, that's important because it's really what is behind, or partially what is behind, these differences in the state and local numbers day to day. Because local health officers in Wisconsin are given quite a bit of latitude to respond to disease outbreaks in their local jurisdictions, because they have the resources there locally and are in the best position to do so. And part of that response includes they have the latitude to decide how, when, and to what degree to release the case report data that they have to the public.
How standardized is it among these health departments and how they're defining COVID-19 cases?
You know, it's becoming more standardized. I think especially during the beginning of the pandemic, they're all local health departments, not just in Wisconsin, pretty much everywhere, were really scrambling to figure out what type of data was most useful to report publicly, what might not be. And local health departments have really settled on a few key metrics, one of those being new cases. But you're right, they do define new cases somewhat differently sometimes. So some local health departments and the State Department of Health Services reports defines a new case for kind of public consumption as a new case on the day that it's publicly reported. Whereas some other local health departments, such as Public Health Madison, Dane County, define new state or new cases based on the date that the test result actually first resulted at the lab, not necessarily when it was reported through the electronic surveillance system and then disseminated out to the public. So some local health departments, like in Dane County, actually backdate new cases to the date of the test result. Yeah. That's where it can get a little confusing, especially when you're looking at these data dashboards. Because, for instance, in Dane County, on September 10th, the county announced a surge of new cases, mostly associated with UW-Madison, over 400 new cases, like 450-some in the morning. And then several hours later, the state announced 480-some new cases for Dane County.
And so as a reporter, you're doing whiplash here. Like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah, we were actually confused within our own newsroom, like, what's going on here? And then we realized, oh, it's because, well, Dane County is pulling their numbers a little bit earlier than the state is. And especially when there's a surge in cases somewhere locally, or even a few hours, you're liable to have many new cases be reported. But then on Dane County's dashboard now, they attribute most of those cases to September 9th. There's actually more than 400 cases attributed to September 9th and about 200 some attributed to September 10th. And that's because Dane County does that backdating associated with the test results. So it can get kind of confusing.
Well, we only have a few seconds left, but this is where you can plug, you know, it's really about looking at long-term trends here, is it not?
100%. Yep. I've talked to health officials and epidemiologists, and they said, really, you should be focusing on those longer term trends, 7-day averages and longer.
Will, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Will Cushman is associate editor of WisConText. You can find his reporting, by the way, at wisconText.org. Coming up, we check in on the 2020 census and the response rate in Wisconsin, which is, by the way, one of the highest in the nation. But, and here's the but, the North Woods lags behind in the count. We'll ask why that is. News update is next. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.